The Gemara starts, Mechleikis, Rav, Itmar Rav, Amr Imetat, and Adal Adam, it's Mechleikis, Rav, and Shmuel, according to the Rabbanan, if you have a lot of gagging together, how much you let it carry on top of your gag? So Rav says, it's only Adal Adam, and Shmuel says, you let him metaltal in your whole gag. And the Gemara says that Mechitzas, Hanikaris, Kulam Alay Pligi, that you're allowed to carry in your gag, the Kulay. Mechleikis is Mechitzas Ein Nikaris. The Rav says it's Aser. Al Rashi's Mazar, Al Tznif, it's Makam Asala. And Shmuel says it's Mutter to Metaltal in your whole gag, even when it's Ein Nikaris, because you say good Asik. So Rashi's Mazar, Mechitzas Nikaris. What's considered Mechitzas Nikaris? Rashi says She'ein Abatim Mechubarin. Rashi says that Abatim are not Mechubar. And v'yesh aver b'neim, and there's aver b'neim, and mechitzas abatim nirin l'inden alagag, mechitzas abatim are nirin to the inden alagag, kishem mistaklen tachas regleim, when they're mistakel, tachas are under their regleim. So just on two oris in Rashi, these two nekudas is mashma in Rashi. One, Rashi starts saying that what's the gedr mechitzas hanikaris, that's the she'in habatim mechubar. And the Biyesh Avir Minim. Mashma and Rashi, that if there's any sort of hefsik between the Gagan, even a Mashu, or something, would be considered Mechitzas Nikaris, even, and it sounded like I was unsure if a love would make a difference in this. It seems like in Rashi, any hefsik Avir would already be enough to make that the Mechitzas Nikaris. It could be the Shmuz about it later, but from this Rashi, that's what it sounds like. That was one Nakuda. And another kudah was Mashman Rashi, that the Mechitzas Abatim Nirin L'Inden Al-Gag Kishem Mistaklen Tachas Regleim, Rashi is Mashman that you have to mamash be standing and looking straight down and be able to see the Mechitzas in order to make a Mechitzas Nikaris. But the moment you not able to see it, that's already affects the Mechitzas Nikaris. It sounds like, I don't know, it sounds like in Rashi that if you... Even the gag, you boil a little bit. If a ma'aseh, you can't look down and see the mechitzas. That would be a shter in mechitzas nikaris, and you wouldn't be able to say gerasik. You know, Taisiv the shmuz could be nidal tzvachim to shter the gerasik. But for Rashi, it would sound like even a mashu would shter. Just once in Rashi, what Rashi daf tzadi beis. Rashi tzadi beis when he's going on the Gemara over there, and the Mishnah over there says two cases of a gag gadol that's samach like a katan, and a chatzar gadol that's nifrat to the katana. Both of them, the gadol is mutter and the katan is asura. And the Gemara asks, "Wolam alim misnitarati?" And Rav says, "Because it's teaching us gag dumi the chatzar, my chatzar minkar mechitza, av gag na minkar mechitza." And Rashi over there, when he goes to the halacha of gag be minkar mechitzta, he goes to the whole thing that gag you need to use good asik for the gag, but you only can say good asik when mechitzta is nikaris. There shouldn't be boil chutzalem, because if it's not minkar, then you can't say good asik. Gemara. And Rashi says the golden nami aser if it's not minkro, the English of mechitza, because English mechitza in a rishos yochid, anything that's lacking mechitza is not a rishos yochid. And Rashi ends off kol gagin shalein chalokin hayu loy meshupin. Rashi says that all their gagin were chalokin and they were not meshupa, not slanty. So there's just two questions on Rashi. First of all, like, what's the point of Rashi saying this over here? Like, what's my nafkamino? And Satan's, I was wondering if it was taka. Chalakin. Taisa says that if it was Chalakin, then you would say Pitikra. So why, according to Rashi, don't you have the problem that you should have Pitikra making it that it's a Rishos HaYachid? So maybe to the second kasha, we'll try to get back to soon to Mimi HaMahalach. Going into Taisa, right, so Taisa...
Rashi holds Pitikra is enough?
For what? What, to make what? What, to make what, the gag of Rishos HaYachid?
Yeah.
Maybe not, that was...
Even a mashu,
but
it
doesn't
matter, you can't say
Pitikra on a mashu. No, I'm saying, why would it say... No, I'm saying, if you have a mashu, would it...
Yeah,
Now, come on, if you had four
tefachim
sticking out, then
you could. You're saying it was a mashu. If you had four tefachim in the chanami, you're saying it would be good. Taisus says that mechitzas shein nikaris. So Taisus starts off that with Rashi that kishadabatim chaborin, that they don't, they're not nikar. And he says if near the huadin and magag boil chutz mechitzas abayis, it's the chashanah mechitzas shein nikaris. If it's the gag is boil chutz the mechitzas abayis, it's also mechitzas shein nikaris. And he's talking about a case where the batim are not mechubar in regular bias, but the gag yichidi is boiled over the mechitzas. That is going to shter the good asik. Seems like that's a hisafas knish. It's not the regular chiddush of the gemara of mechitzas under the gagan, because there the gagan are mamish, not nikar b'chal. You can't see that anything's going on. Hashem Ginir, everyone sees there's a gag with a mechitza under it. Still, that's still gerechen as mechitza sheini karis to shter good asik. Then Taisus goes on to go into this case of these gag and shalona that are asun kir azila, that they're slanty. So, but Taisus says that those unzer gag, and then they're going to be considered, those gag are going to be considered a karmless. Taisus eliminates all the options why what will make it rishas ayachet. He says you don't say good asik, you don't say pitikra, and you don't say good aches. So, you're basically saying about it. So, is Mashman Taisus that if you wouldn't been able to say good aches or good asik or pitekra, then it would have made it a rishus hayochet. So the question is, why would good aches or pitekra help for the top of the gag? Forget from Rashi. Yeah. So thought to Mahalchim. One Malachi could say maybe, you know, after you say good aches or pitekra, so then you know, from the oil, maybe you could say, you know, it goes down, then maybe you could say you go back up. So I wasn't sure if that gets involved in the raid, if you know you don't say two hilchas, as Rabbi Kiveger says, you can't say one hilchas on top of another hilchas. So I don't know if this would enter that territory. So maybe the other Malachi could have said that if you say good aches or pitekra, so you know, is a clear. What makes, let's say, an omen rishus yachid? Machlokes Rishonim. What makes a omen rishus yachid a omen rishus rabbi rishus yachid? So Rashi here says that what makes it a rishus yachid is good asik. But Sach Rishonim gain is that what makes the omen rishus rabbi rishus yachid is thus alone that the thing is novdal rishus rabbi yutzvachim. That was what makes the omen rishus yachid. So Bezai came clear in that. If you say good aches over here with pitikra, maybe that would tell us that the gag is if you go like that, then you could say that maybe with the good aches and the pitikra, that would make that blita rishus sayachid push it out that. Maybe. I don't know if this would be enough, even according to those Rishonim, that good aches and pitikra makes them place modal rishus rabbit, make rishus sayachid. You have to know if that works, but if you go like that, so then maybe that would be a mahalach on why Tosis had to, you know, say that you can't say good aches and pitekra over here. So I found that the Beis Meir and the Siman Shinai and Dal, the Taka, asked this kash on Tosis. He says, you know, was not sure why good aches or pitekra would make a difference for the, if you do need to pi good aches and pitekra on the bottom, why would it make a difference for the top? And he says, yes. Yesh litlik bezes. I don't know what he means, but maybe. Taisus says that the reason why the gag is also is because it's nifritz to the whole gag is nifritz to this blita that's over the Rishus Rabim. So I couldn't figure out why Taisus had to say that this blita is over Rishus Rabim. And what would it then be if this blita is over a bika or a karmelis? It's vayter. It's the same. Chaser mechitzas and should have the same halacha of karmelis. I don't know why Taisus had to say Rishus Rabim. So, but voyin fregin al achrayim that why did Taisus have to come out to say that it's nifritz to a blita which is a karmelis? Typically, stam that the gag is chaser mechitzas. If there's no, you can't say good asik and you don't have all these halachas. So stam the whole gag is missing. The whole gag is missing mechitzas, And that's alone should make the gag a karmless. No, so the one halacha on Achrayim, let's say no, that the Tosfos is talking about a case where the gag is only boiled on one side. But the gag, but the other three sides of the bias, there's no gag boiled. So you have regular shas yachim inside them. So that's what Tosfos has to come out to say, that it's boiled the isablita to say that's aser. So the marsha, he's a mahalach, which is a shvarim mahalach. Erzak that. See, there's Yeshua. The Vadi Blita Blitz is just a rabbi, Magdim, Boykaboy, Nasa Karmelis. The Vadi, a Blita that's Boylet, just a rabbi, Magdim, Boykaboy, and under that it's going to be a Karmelis. But the Shahar Gag, Shoemer, Ad Kinegan, a Mechitza, the rest of the Gag that's up to the Mechitza is not a Karmelis. Kimin the EF Shashal Magdim, Boykaboy. Since you can't have Magdim, Boykaboy, so Milo, the top of the Gag, it blives Rishas Yachet. Even though the Ena Mechitza, Alpha Pish, Ena Mechitza in the Karis. So that's what he says. The top of the gag is betzim rishus yachid. It's just the blita that could have it in karmelis. And meal, that's it. Tosfos has to come out to say it's nifritz lemakom nifritz bimelulam oisei blita. So that's a different mashal. Very hard to understand exactly what's he trying to say. It's saying he starts of saying that the blita is the boiled rishus rabim and yevgidim baikemais. So that's what makes the blita a karmelis because it's kana mechitzas. Fine, good. But which I was with these fear and grace, but the rest of the gag that you can't have Gideon Bay, that is going to bly Rishas Yachin. So sometime learn the Masha, I think, that it just means that the Tais is going again and shit is Rishayin him, that the Risha gag is a Rishas Yachin because it's moved on Rishas Rabim Yod, and that's what makes it a Rishas Yachin. He's saying, I guess, Fidem, you have to just say that this is what he's saying by the Kol Shar Hagag Shoyman Akenayim Mechitzas Ein Enas Karmas Kiman the Af Shoshal Megdim Baikum Boy. It's just like a bar lashon to say that, you know, it doesn't, not really, even though it's not a Shaykh Bachal to the Din of Megdim Baikum Boy. It's just a din that, you know, the Rabbim's not Shailah there, and it's making that it's a din moved on Rishos Rabbim. That's what's making Rishos Yachid. The other Malach that we were thinking in the Masha was very shver, but just that's what it sounded like in the words of the Masha. And then afterwards we found our Mishnah says it, which he also applies very shver in it. That the point of the Marsha was that it was like he says that the didn't Gideon Baikim by is doesn't make it that there's no mechitza here b'chal. He says the didn't Gideon Baikim by makes it that there's a mechitza here, which just can't work because these have a pile of Gideon Baikim by. But the moment if you have a little past that, and it's, I guess, still connected, that there's something which is ma'akiv with the Gideon Baikim by, so there the mechitza from earlier ketuaif. In the place where you have where the eco of the Gideon Baikim Bay. So he says the mice is very short to say like that in on a raya machacha, such a great chiddush.
You're missing two things over here because the Gideon Baikim Bay is hurting the Gnachas, right?
Yeah.
But how is Gnachas going to help anyway? So you have to come on to the Rishonim. So then why do you have to come on to Gnachas?
No, he's saying the whole thing is on Gnachas.
So why do you Gnachas if you typically, because it's an omen?
No, he's not going like to Rishonim.
I'm saying, if you don't go with Rishonim, so I'm going to go back to the business cash.
The what? I'm saying, how good Kodach is. Kodach is
the
north
end down?
Because the Mechitz is on the
top.
So you'll say, no, I'll give it to me. It goes up and down.
Air.
Yeah, I guess so. Air. So. Right, so you say, so if you go like that, so then that's how he wanted to say it. So then there's but then you have all the Mahalchim in Acharonim. Let's say the Gunyankiv, he goes and Shulchan Aruch Rav, I heard, says the same thing, that the reason what's making the Amid, what's making the top of the Gag Rishas Yachid is because it's the din of Avir Rishas Yachid. It's the din of Avir Rishas Yachid, that since the bottom of that is Rishas Yachid, so Rishas Yachid Eilad Rukia, that's what makes it a Rishas Yachid. So I was just like, which is this Urta Shiloh, it's Kishmak Shiloh, and it's not limited to over here. It could be said, any time you have a Chotzer, which is a Rishus Yachim and a Torah that's Nifritz to the Carmelis, would you be able to keep Metalto Pachas Midal Aramis from the Chotzer into the Carmelis? Do we say that since it's nirvitz lamulu the karmelis, it gets a din of karmelis, and melo you'll be able to be metal to pachis and dalaramis from the chatzir into the karmelis? Or do we say no, chamir has it retains its shem rishus yachid klal be them to aser a tilde from rishus yachid to karmelis? Nachminon's arsugyo, what you shall be able to metal to from the gag that's al gabi abayis according to Taisus that the top of the bayis is a rishus yachid to the blito that's considered a karmelis pachis with dalaramis. So just declaring in Der Aloch in the Goyin Yaakov, they says that the avir of the Rishus Yochid is Oilat Rekia, that's what makes the Gag a Rishus Yochid. So it's clearing if that Aloch is the Muslim, is it across the board? Is everyone masking to that? So to do the Rosh here says that the bleat over here does not have to be Dalat Vachim. It's even if it's nifritz b'miksas us, it's also going to be a problem because the Rosh is masber that the problem with the blita is now makes that the whole gag doesn't have mechitzas, and that's why it's a karmless. So if you go like that, it sounds like that he doesn't have this halacha that the risha gag is going to be risha siyachid mitzad lidin of avir. Rishus speaks this out, and he says that it's that according to the Rosh that it's not going to be a din of Avir Rishus Yachad Olad Rakia, because he says you can clarify what's the din of Rishus Yachad Olad Rakia. Is it the din of Avir Rishus Yachad Olad Rakia? And Mela, if you on Mechitzes, it's going to go out the Rakia, but then that's you go on Taisus. Or do you say that no, it's a demechitza? The din of Avir Rishus Yachad Olad Rakia is the din that mechitza the Olad Rakia, and the demechitza Olad Rakia, that's what's gonna make it. And if you go like that, so that will be the shitza of Rosh. And he's talking about that like that in Rashi, and that's how he bays. Rashi that's how he bays. And in Rashi we spoke in the beginning that he says we go to Nami. Also the English of mechitza, choshen inle mechitzas in the Rishus Yachad. Says anything that it doesn't have the mechitzas. Right, he's talking about over there where the gag is doesn't have gerasi because it's not mechitzas in the karis, and he says anything that doesn't have mechitzas is not going to be rishus yochid. Sounds like thus a lane that the gag doesn't have. You can't say gerasi through the gag. You can't say gerasi through the gag. That's what's going to stir the rish habayis from being rishus yochid. So he's saying these are two klar tzadim in the rishonim. If al gabi agag, it would be rishus yachid even without the mechitzah.
Unless
it's a cover.
How far it goes?
It's blocked. Here, I didn't have a clear right. I saw her. There.
What? Love it.
What was the first coming of the day?